Hi, welcome. We are so excited that you are here with us. And tonight we're going to be reviewing our favorite looks from Spring Bridal Fashion Week. Claire, how are you doing?
I am doing great. I'm so eager and excited. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How's everything?
Everything is going beautiful. Yes,
that's
I'm excited.
Excellent. We are so psyched because tonight we have an amazing bridal stylist who's going to take over and review her favorite looks and hopefully give you guys some hints. If you call in and just let us know, I'm launching the chat room now. Call in to 347-843-4193 and let us know if you would like to ask Selena Howard from Vainglorious Bride a question or anything about bridal styling. I see a few of you out there, and I'm sure she'll be more than happy to help you guys with bridal style. But first of all, I would love to hear her takes and makes and likes from Spring Bridal Fashion Week. Selena, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Hi, how are
yes.
you, Selena?
Hi, ladies. How are you? Thanks
Hi.
For having me.
We're excellent. We're having a
I'm
vainglorious
so
day. We're so happy you were able to join us. We're going to step back, and we're really curious to hear what were your favorites and what you saw a lot of and everything like that.
Okay, well, I really enjoyed Market this season. I had a few favorites, some tried and true, some of the designers that I saw, they never disappoint. We expect the best from them every season, and that's what we got. And then there were some others who surprised me. You know, they changed it up a little bit and gave us something new and something different. And I did see a lot of new trends on the runway. So I guess I can kind of start off with some of the classic designers that I saw that, you know, always gives us what we want. The first one, Carolina Herrera, always. Very sweet and feminine line. I loved it. She never disappoints. I think it was a beautiful, beautiful line this season. I saw a lot of florals, a lot of lace, which is what she usually does. But, again, that's what she's known for, her classic, timeless silhouette, that's Carolina Herrera. Oscar de la Renta, another one. As we all know, this was the first collection that debuted since his death. And, you know, Peter Copping did a wonderful job taking over. And I really love the line this year, I mean, this season. My very favorite gown was the tiered ball gown with the removable bottom. That was absolutely wonderful. The models were very androgynous, which I loved because it gave that nice mixture between the romance and the gowns were feminine, but the models on the runway were very androgynous. If you happen to take a look at some of the photos and some of the images from the Oscar de la Renta show, you would see that. How did you ladies feel about the Oscar, being that this was kind of a touchy, you know,
I was very curious to see I actually did not see that show, so I'm going to ask you, did you notice, was there a tone in the audience, or did you notice something different on the runway? Like, did you see anything different?
I didn't see the show. I just saw footage from the show, so I wasn't actually there, but right after it happened, right after the show, you know, I made sure I was curious. I wanted to know what the collection looked like.
I was wondering about the tone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree, Selena. I was wondering about the tone. Yeah, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he did a wonderful job. And like I said, I loved the androgynous models. I don't know. They didn't seem to have on a lot of makeup. They were very, you know, very monotone, but it worked. It was a nice play on, like, you know, the feminine gowns and their androgynous looks.
I feel that may make them show better.
Yeah, it does, because you're paying more attention to the gown versus these beautiful models.
The makeup, I agree.
Which is always, you know, it's a nice touch, but this was very different. And I don't know if that had a lot maybe to do with, you know, the whole thing. But and we also had a couple of cocktail-length gowns that were very, very nice that I loved. He played with veils a lot this season, which I'm seeing that's one of the trends that I'm really seeing a lot of this season. They're playing a lot with the veils, a lot of play with the veils, different lengths, different textures. I saw a lot of that, but on the after show, that was definitely things that I noticed. And those were the two that were really stood out to me as far as, you know, your designers that really never let you down. You know, we always expect certain things, and we usually get it every season. You know, Marquesa, I love that line. That was beautiful. A lot of texture. Used a lot of texture. It was a very sweet, very innocent collection, but she played with texture a lot. That was one of my favorites. And then Angel Sanchez. Did you guys happen to see Angel Sanchez?
No, I didn't. How was it?
Oh, I love the collection. It was stunning. It was stunning. One of the things that I loved about it, layers. She used a lot of layers. And I'm seeing that with some other designers, too. But really, with her collection this season, she used a lot of layers in different shapes, like different geometric shapes, which gave
almost like construction, right?
Yes. Yes, she did a lot of that.
Wow.
I loved it. That was one of the highlights of her line. She had this fabric that she used. It's like a perforated Mikado, silk Mikado, I think, but it has holes in it. If you get a chance to look at it, or if you can jump online now, you can see it. It looks like little holes all over the fabric, but I think it was really unique to me. It was something that I hadn't seen before, and I hadn't seen this season on the runway. And I think that was really good. That was really interesting.
And did she play around a lot with the veils as well?
I think she had a veil or two, but I didn't really take notice to the veils if she did, honestly. Because when you look at, if you happen to jump online and you look at, let's see, I'm looking now, the geometric
shape. I really
shape,
love the play on, yeah, I love the play on fabric. Did you notice that people are getting a little bit more into their
that's one of the
fabric?
And they're mixing them. But if you happen, she used a perforated fabric. It almost looks like, from a distance, if you looked at, you know how the guys' basketball shorts look like, you know, the holes, the jerseys?
Yeah,
exactly.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I bet you that feels good, too, on.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. No, she really didn't do veils. She didn't play with veils, but the construction of her gowns, I think.
Definitely. She has a construction look, and it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
This is really beautiful.
Talk about Vera. Vera is doing it this season. I mean, I really love what she did with her line this season. I'm not quite sure if it's lingerie or if it's wedding dress. My take on it, you know, because I mean, anybody knows me, you know, I like to walk on the edge when it comes to certain things. That's just me. But my take on it is, maybe for editorial purposes, she styled the models with the bra and the panties, but I see it as maybe an elegant slip dress can go underneath, or a two-piece, like if, you know, if you want to make it more formal for a bra. But the overlay and the play on the fabrics that she uses and the different bows, and, I mean, if you have a chance, And this is for the ladies that are out there watching. If you have a chance to go to girlwin.com, she does these amazing editorial videos for each of her lines. So if you get a chance, go to her website, you watch the video, and you can really get a feel for her inspiration and where she's going with the line. I enjoyed the video. I enjoyed, what she did this season with her dresses. Again, I'm not sure exactly how we would style some of those gowns down the aisle mm-hmm. because they are clearly see-through. Like, you can see, under her. Take on it for editorial purposes, when the real thing, I'm sure they can give us something else when it comes to the real thing. Another one of my favorite lines this season, Austin Scarlett. He just did so much with the architecture. That's one of the other trends that I'm seeing this season. These designers are really taking time to put together these gowns and design these gowns. They're building on them. It's not just they're three-dimensional,
Exactly,
it's really interesting, and it makes it fun because, honestly, sometimes your eyes get, blurry because you just see tool, lace, tool.
and it's
fun
all the same.
Mm-hmm. It's fun sometimes. It's almost like you put on your 3D glasses, and some of these gowns are coming to life on the runway, which I'm really enjoying. But Austin Scarlett, I think he has some really nice options for rides this season. I see a lot of some of our designers, they do their editorial pieces. And then they have the pieces that are purely editorial, and then they have the pieces that you really want to buy. I feel like Austin Charlotte's whole line, every single dress, I can see it going down the aisle.
What an aisle. Yes, it definitely has aisle style. And something else I noticed that he was doing that, I noticed a few people were brave enough to do, horizontal lines.
Yes.
Usually
yes.
People
nice.
Are afraid. I mean, am I wrong? Usually people are kind of afraid of using that. I thought a lot of that, and I was proud, and it didn't make people look wide or long or,
I love it. I mean, I have all her good things to say. He had the one gown with the, I posted it on my Instagram. It was like a big constructed flower on the back. I mean, but it's perfect because it's simple, it's elegant in the front and all drama in the back. And, some of our brides like that. It's all business in the front and party in the back. I love it.
Speaking of party in the back.
Party in the back.
Did you notice that a lot of the baby have back? You see that kind of leaving the long dips in the dress and that?
I didn't hear the first part of what you said.
Did you notice that a lot of, how it was, the flops were getting lower and lower and lower. I'm sorry, somebody has some background noise. I'm picking up. Did you notice that the backs, the kafaras, a lot of the drops were kind of almost creeping too low in the back?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah.
Did you notice, do you see that's going out, or do you think that's here to stay?
Probably a little of both. I think some designers are going to move away from it, but then some designers, I feel like they're just married to it, that's their thing, and I don't see them leaving it. But again, I see some designers, too, even though sometimes when we think something is going out, you'll have somebody who will just pick it up and still continue to run with it, and they do it well, and it works, So, like Illusion, I'm over it. But it works for some designers.
It's everywhere.
It's beautiful, but it's everywhere. It's everywhere. And that's why I was glad to see some other trends hit the runway this season. Let's see. one of my most favorite designers who, she's a designer to watch. And I don't know if you guys, if you went to the couture show, you had the opportunity to visit Madeline Tick.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah.
I adore her.
I love her too. She's so sweet. And the interesting thing about Madeline Tick is her mom makes all of the textiles that she uses for her dresses. I mean, they are just absolutely amazing. And she's the queen to me of mixing textures. I mean, she was doing this 2 or 3 seasons ago. It's hot right now, but Madeline Tick was doing it 2 or 3 seasons ago, and it, you know, was absolutely amazing. It's always been. And I believe she has Mexican ancestry, and you can just see that all through her designs. And it's the perfect mix of vintage and modern. And this season they launched their lingerie wear. And
I loved it, yes.
I loved it. Right. Did she show you how she has the pants jumpsuit and how you take
it? Yes, I wanted to sleep in that robe. It felt like...
I think we were there at the same time.
Yes, we were.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Every single season, she never disappoints. I can't wait to go and see and visit her and see what she has. Now, what do you ladies think about the truly Zac posing for David Bridal?
I think it's, honestly, I think it's better than it was before. I love Zac Posen. Stuff that's been for Truly, it's Zac Posen, but I like his other stuff more than the Truly. There we go.
Absolutely.
I love Zac Posen, but
it's muted a bit for the David Bridal line, and that's just what it is. And we're used to Zac posing in your face, bam. But, you know,
he kisses a dress.
Yeah.
I call it a kiss.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess because that's what we're used to, so it's kind of like when you see that, you want more, you know. It leaves you wanting more. But I think it was a beautiful line.
It's definitely better. I want to say that it's definitely better than when it first started.
Yep,
definitely more compared to.
I absolutely love it. Another designer who I happen to work with, John Ralph Sherren. Did you guys get a chance to see his line?
I loved him. I did not get to see. His line. I was dying. I think he said it on Thursday or something. I did not get to see it. He's somebody that I always make sure to watch. I'm a big fan. Big, big fan of his work.
You have to visit the salon and see. I said you have to come visit the salon and see the line. His line this year was inspired by James Bond. He absolutely loves James Bond. And each gown was named after a Bond girl.
Did he do one after his wife like he usually does?
No, not this year. Every dress was after a Bond girl. The inspiration for the gown wasn't the actual actress, but the character.
Love it.
I mean, he really got into these characters, and those are the characters that inspired these dresses. And honestly, the collection has a dress for every type of bride. I mean, he touched on every single area. And if you know, one thing about John Ralph Sherren is he is an obsessively compulsive with everything matching. When you look at the gowns, everything matches up perfectly. Everything is perfect. Whatever he did to the right, he did it to the left. Whatever he does to the top, he does to the bottom. Everything matches perfectly. I absolutely loved it. And if you get a chance,
I have to get in there.
Let him talk to you and you know, tell you about it, and it's absolutely amazing. And my absolute favorite gown from the line was it was an ice blue dress, Oh, my goodness. It's absolutely amazing. We actually teamed up with the headpiece designer, Mac and Zoe. And if you happen to take a look at the images from the line, you'll see this stunning couture headpiece with this blue dress. Loved it. I think it's different line. It's for a bride who wants something different, who is craving something different. And if you're that bride, you need to check out John Ralph Stern. Absolutely amazing. Halton, how did you guys feel about that? Boho Bridal Couture at its best. What do you think about that?
Yes. I thought, I did see a lot of boho trends. Like, I thought it was going to be on its way out after last year.
Everywhere. No.
And it grew. It grew.
You got whimsical boho. You got fairy tale boho. Mm-hmm. You got
chic boho. Boho chic.
I mean, the runway.
You do. I thought it was going to be on its way out, but it looks like it's here for a little bit. You know, it's going to be here for a little bit.
No, it's here. And with the popularity of Coachella growing, I mean, you just. It's everywhere. I mean, but they really.
Oh, you see it.
I love them anyway. Just because it's different, and I love anybody who's different. Anybody who comes
me
outside
too.
Of you know, for me, you know, they get an A in my book, no matter what. Because, you know,
so if you had a pick, Selena, if you had a pick, and you had to pick trends that are on the horizon, like things that brides should choose, if they, you know, brides do want to be trendy, we don't encourage it, we want you to be you. Because, you know, you will find something that's made just for you. You just got to get out there and, you know, look at the designers themselves. If you like a style of a dress. I mean, can you tell our bride, what are your picks? Like, if you had three picks for trends that are going to stay, what do you think those would be?
Three picks for trends that are going to stay? Okay. Well, one of the things that I noticed that I think will probably stay is the mixing of the textures. You know.
Oh, thank goodness. I like that.
Yes, because, I mean, you saw a lace gown, you saw a lace gown, you saw organza gown, you saw organza gown. Now you got lace with organza, with tulle, with beading, you know, with satin, and you got four or five different things going on. But I like it. You know, it makes it more fun. To me, it makes it more exciting. I don't think that trend is going to go away, and I think it can still be very timeless and elegant with the mixing of textures. It just gives it a little bit more fun. I think that's one thing that's going to be in. I think designers are having more fun with these short wedding dresses. I think that's going to be in. Usually you would see a short wedding dress or two, but I feel like seasons ago and years ago, if they had a short wedding dress, it wasn't as much fun as a long wedding dress. You would just get, like, you know, a little short dress. Now, they're doing to these short dresses what they're doing to the long dresses. You're getting layers. You're getting tulle. I mean, and even the high-low or mullet dresses, as you call them, a beautiful one.
I like that.
On the runway. Those are really hot, too. I think that that's going to be in, and I think that bride would love that. And also, using a little bit of color. I think that's it. I think some of our brides are stepping away from being just all white. I think they're really starting to play around with color. Even if it's just a touch of color, I'm seeing the light ice blue, blush pink. Like Madeline Figg, she uses natural hues, you know, versus a pure white. She uses a more natural color, a more cream. I don't want to say khaki, but, you know, that type of color she uses for her wedding dresses. I think that that's going to be in. I'm also seeing these corset bodice, like a lot of designers are using that corset
top. Yes.
I love that too. I think those are trends that they're not new to fashion, but they are making more of a presence in bridal. And I think that, you know, I think that they're here to stay, and I think that brides should consider something fun. You can't do it all. So take something. You know, take something that dress more interesting, makes it more fun. If you say, I want a color gown, you know, you do a color dress, and but you don't want to have a whole bunch of stuff going on, you know. Usually if you do color, you won't do so much drama, you know. If your dress is all white,
mm-hmm.
you want the drama because you need something, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, that would be my advice, bride shopping as far as trends. Pick one.
And tell us a little bit, can you tell our brides what they can do to get a little bit more confidence while shopping for a dress? And is there any tips so people don't exhaust themselves? Like with your clients, maybe you can walk us through what you do with your clients so their experience is so different than the woman out there who just settles or just gets exhausted or, you know, buys one that has to go get another.
But doesn't even know where to begin. Well, the first thing, well, with my clients, what I like to do is talk to them first before we do any shopping or before they even start showing pictures because, you know, brides, as soon as you get engaged, the first thing you do is start clipping pictures out of a magazine of a dress that you like. But the first thing I like to do is, you know, tell me your story. Tell me how you and your fiancé met. Tell me about you. Tell me what you like because I feel that when you're shopping for your dress and the dress you wear on your wedding day should speak to your story, you know. It should speak to your love story, and it should also speak to your personal style, you know. You want to make sure that your body type is the dress that you're shopping for accentuates your body type. It is going to make you look good. So one thing that I do with my clients is we talk about that. We talk about body types and what type of silhouettes work best for what body types. And we determine what type of body type they have and, you know, what's going to look best on you on that day so that when you get to the bridal gown salon, you know, because some brides dream of mermaid dresses or fit and flare dress and they want one and they get to the bridal gown salon and try it on and they don't like the way it looks on their body, you know. So you want to make sure that your dress, you know, fits your body type. And then, you know, after you figure that out, you really want to tie into your theme of your wedding. If you're having a wedding in a barn or you're getting married in a barn, you know, you really don't want a princess, you may not want a princess fairy tale ball gown with a cathedral train in a barn, you know. Some brides don't think about that. You need to really think about where am I having my wedding, your venue. All of those types of things need to take a part in choosing your dress, you know. And I recommend not taking a whole bunch of people with you so that when you do find a dress that you like, you don't have all these opinions, you know, maybe one or two.
Yes.
You know, because some brides fall in love with the gown and other people don't like it. But, you know, it's not about what other people like. It's about you. So just know what you want before you get there. Not necessarily know what you want. Have a goal or have an idea of what you like and what you may want. Because sometimes what you think you want is not what you want when you try something else on. But if you have an idea when you go and have a blueprint laid out, which is what I do with my clients, most of the time we go out in one day and we're done. You know.
Nice.
Because
I like that.
I just got really excited about that.
We talk about it, you know, and once I know where to take them, you know. I'm not going to, you know where to take that client. Okay, I know from what she's telling me, from what her budget is, from what she wants to look like, from where she's having this wedding, who she needs to go see, you know.
That's impressive.
You know, so
that's
there
impressive.
It is. You cut out the middleman because, you know, brides, you know, you go around in circles sometimes. They don't always know.
Yes.
You know, your bridal salon, you go, you know. So sometimes, you know, if I know I have a bride, if I have a boho bride that wants something boho, all bridal salons don't carry boho. So, you know, you just can't take them to any, you have to take them to a bridal gown salon that's going to have that particular dress, that particular type of gown, you know, that she likes. All bridal gown designers don't carry big, poofy ball gowns. You know, if she
exactly.
wants that ball gown, you take her somewhere that he's going to get the fairy tale big, poofy ball gown, you know?
So, and I think there's a benefit to going directly to the designer.
Oh, exactly.
You know,
all day.
Yeah,
there is a benefit. There is a benefit to going directly to the designer. Depending upon where you live, you may not always have access to go directly to the designer. And sometimes you need a stylist in order to get directly to the designer because they won't necessarily justify one-on-one.
Or they'll charge you more to have the designer on your appointment and stuff like that. That's true.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I guess because of where I'm at, I'm always like, well, let's just go here, you know. If you like hairdressers, let's just go there. It makes sense,
Just go right to them.
Yeah.
and see what they have, you know, as opposed to
exactly, because it's more than likely they build it right on you, and it's always perfect. That way. It's yours. I just want ladies to be brave enough to get away from the dress your friend wore or the dress your friend wore 2 years ago. Or
be
brave, guys, and be beautiful.
And it's so much more, so many more dresses and more gowns out there. And sometimes I feel like when they see one and they're like, right here, that's all they see. Or they, like you said, they remember what their friend wore, and that's all they see. But, there's so much more out there, so many designers that they don't even know about, which is the wonderful thing about bridal market. that we get to bring them those designers, So it's exciting.
So true. Selena, thank you so much for helping the bride.
Thank you.
Hopefully decide and make better choices and enjoy Bridal Fashion Week with you. We hope that we can twist your arm and see you in the fall. We're going to have to chase you around the camera.
Oh, that would be fun.
The fall is crazier.
Fall is a bit exhaustive.
It's not stopping the fall because you get to see some of your favorites don't show in the spring. So, you have to wait till the fall to see some of those. So thanks again, ladies, for having me. Anybody have any questions?
It doesn't. Let me see. Do you have any questions on Twitter, Claire?
Let me see.
Hold on. Hello, 678. Are you there? I'm turning on microphones, so just speak up. Hello, are you there? Okay, we have some listeners who are probably being shy and maybe. Hello, 678. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you have any questions for Selena?
No, I'm just listening away and just learning more about the different styles.
Thank you.
Appearance.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Hold on. Okay, do you have anything on Twitter, Claire?
The only thing I see was, I think you answered the question. They wanted to know what your thoughts were on the Vera Wang line. But you touched on that already. Unless there was something you
Which
wanted to add to it. Vera Wang.
Oh, Vera Wang. Everybody loves Vera Wang.
I loved it. I feel
so
like
what did they want to know? They wanted to know what she liked?
Yes, just what her thoughts were about it. Because like we were discussing earlier, it might have just been only for the runway, for editorial, or do you think real brides could actually wear what is displayed in market?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. A lot of the looks look like they may have been for editorial because they were very sheer, and you can see undergarments, and I don't know how many brides are going to walk down the aisle with undergarments, so I'm not sure if that, style them. But like I said, what I'm thinking, maybe there's an available, and a lot of designers do this. Now, one designer that I didn't happen to mention who is my absolute favorite, Sarah Jenks. I love Sarah Jenks.
Mm-hmm.
She is the queen of conservative bride style. and like Sarah Jenks has a number of these sheer overdresses or they look like gowns, fit and flare, mermaid silhouettes, but they go over slip dresses. So maybe Vera has some options that, you know, real brides can put under those gowns. I mean, I wouldn't see that as being a bad look. I'm sure that she has a way. There's something, but for editorial purposes, she probably styles them that way because it makes it more interesting.
Okay, and here's another question, too. Oh, go ahead, Dana.
No, go ahead, Claire.
Oh, okay. The other question was, do you think it's necessary for a bride to have two gowns?
It depends on the bride. It depends on the bride. It depends on her event. You know, some brides have a long day of festivities. It depends on your culture. You know, some brides have to start early in the day, and by the reception time, they're ready for a new look. It also depends on your budget. You know, I think it's a great idea. I like the idea of having two dresses, but again, it depends on you and your individual event. If your event will allow for you to have two, some weddings aren't long enough. And it's just what makes sense, so it's not necessary. But if you have, like, we're talking 6 or 7 hours, you got the ceremony, you got some time in between, you know, why not? Why not do the two dresses? I'm loving it.
I like it.
I love it.
I'm touching on the two dresses just a bit.
The convertible
dress. Do you think it's okay to have? Oh, the convertible dresses are nice. I love them. It's, a lot of maids have the convertibles, too, and I noticed they changed them throughout the day. Do you think that it's okay if somebody has to say, like, let's say, should you have two, you know, should you have two ballroom-style wedding dresses, or should you change them up, or, you know, do you want
to...
You wouldn't do the same. Is that okay?
I mean, again, that's an individual bride and style, but I wouldn't, you know, for my client, I would suggest that it's something different. If you're going to have two dresses, you need to have two different looks. You know, give the people something new for the second time around.
Mm-hmm. Right. Do you think they should change their hair?
I think so. I think that can work, too. Sometimes you wear it down for the ceremony, a more formal look,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa. You know, sometimes we wear it up for the ceremony, more formal.
And drop it down for the
night. Yeah. You go from your formal veil.
And change your lips. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, you can change your veil.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can take that long veil off and put on a nice headpiece, you know. I like the idea of going mm-hmm. from a long gown to a short dress during the reception so you can, you know, really... Hashtag turn up. So,
I love it.
I think that it's not a bad idea to have two dresses. But again, you have to consider your individual budget. Number one, your event, your individual wedding. Some cultures require it; they have no choice. So you will see brides with
mm-hmm.
two or maybe three different dresses.
Three dresses,
I think it's fun. I say have fun with it.
Yeah,
I know, right? Dresses? Come on, you get to buy three wedding dresses? That's a great thing. Amazing.
I know.
Well, Claire, anything else going on in the Twitter party?
That's all I see right now.
All right, well, guys, Claire's going to rock with that. You know, how far do you go? You go for another hour, right? Usually?
Usually.
And I know Todd is... traveling, but I see she's listening out there in L.A. Hey, Todd, we miss you. So, all right. Selena, thank you so much for coming on. We are going to pull some of her favorites that she mentioned tonight so you guys can listen to this again and again and again. Write down and definitely meet us on Instagram or Twitter, and you can see Selena's handle. And I'm sure you can reach out to her directly. Selena, how do people get in contact with you?
You can get in contact with me. My website is www.vaingloriousbride.com. Or you can on my website. Or you can email me at selena@vaingloriousbride.com.
All right, Bright. So yes, don't be shy. Go ahead and go to the website, explore, make sure you look great. And you want to look your best, of course, because not only are you going to take many, many pictures, but it's your wedding day. Mm-hmm. So enjoy the wedding season, guys. We'll meet you back here next week. And until then, make sure you have a happy, warmth, and comfort, and prosperous wedding season. All right, ladies, thank you so much. Everybody have an amazing Wedding Wednesday. Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Good night.